This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Our guest today is David Day of the Day Group in Baton Rouge. He is also the father of 15-year-old Caleb Day. Mr. Day, was your son Caleb a shooting victim at the Mall of Louisiana in January of this year?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And thank you, Susan, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Yes, my son Caleb was a victim of the shooting at the Mall of Louisiana back in January of this year, January 2012. Right.
He had two friends with him at the mall. Mm-hmm. They had eaten at the food court. You tell me the rest of it.
Well, he and two friends had gone to the mall to, like you said, to eat at the food court, meet a couple of friends, and they had eaten, and then they went to one of the stores down in the boulevard near the mall, and the mall began to shut down, began to close. One of the boys' dads was going to come and pick them up shortly, so they called him and said, "Dad, mall's closing. We'd need a ride home." He said, "Okay, meet at our meeting place, and I'll be right there to get you." And during that time, they were told to sit or wait in a particular area where all the kids without rides go. And a ruckus broke out with some young kids that were there, and shots were fired, and my son, along with one of his friends, were hit.
But they were not part of the ruckus.
No, not at all. They were actually sitting as far off to the side as they possibly could, sitting on a curb, minding their own business.
The boys were both taken to a hospital. You tell me the rest.
Right. Well, the third guy that was with them that wasn't hit by bullets called 911, as did several other people on the scene. And one of the boys' dads arrived and through another friend contacted me. So we all rushed to the hospital. And as it turns out, we're very fortunate. My son survived, as did his friend. Caleb had a gunshot wound to the chest. The bullet actually passed through. It was a through-and-through wound, passed through the chest as well as through his right arm. And he still has some lingering issues with those wounds. But for all practical purposes, we're extremely, extremely lucky. And the other young man also was wounded, but they were both released from the hospital 2 days later.
It's almost miraculous when you think about it.
We truly believe it is. We truly believe it's been the hand of God of protection over those boys.
Did the police feel your son and his friend were targeted?
We asked that question a lot, and they said that there is no evidence whatsoever that leads them to believe that they were targeted, that there was a fight that broke out, a kid pulled a gun and began firing shots and hit our kids who were downrange of the incident, and they were there were many witnesses, according to the police, according to the sheriff's office, that corroborate that. So they do not feel our boys were targeted.
Well, we have a broader crime rate to deal with,
we do.
As we well know. Is it containable?
You know, that's an interesting word. I think for a long time in Baton Rouge, we felt that if we can contain the crime problem, we'll be okay. But I think that's a myth. I don't think that crime should be contained, because when it's contained, it's not eradicated and it's not truly dealt with. I think we've said as long as it's in 70805, and it doesn't come over our direction, and our being whatever direction we might live in, if it doesn't come over here, then we're okay. But when it comes over in our direction and begins to invade our neighborhoods in the typically, quote, safe, unquote, neighborhoods in Baton Rouge, then it becomes our problem. Well, guess what? The criminals are not contained. They are not staying where they live or where they typically operate. They're going where the money is. They're going where the activity is. They're going where the entertainment is. So in that sense, no, it's not containable, nor should it be containable. If it's containable, then we're not doing our job to defeat it.
How has the experience affected your family? Are you closer now?
You know, we've always been a very close family. Our faith plays a big part in our being close with one another and close with our church community and our community in general. I think it's affected our family in that we appreciate each other more. Which is, I would think, a typical response to a near-death experience. If you could see the photographs, you'd see that the bullet wound is just inches away, 2 inches away from my son's heart. The bullet passed through and caused no long-term damage in the chest area, which is, just totally amazing. But for our family, It's given us a broader perspective, and it's given us a real compassion for those who aren't so fortunate.
Thank you so much, and thank Caleb for me as well. And I want everyone listening to know that this is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and V. Cole Producer for Conversations in Medicine.